Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. According to an internal memo seen by The Information, Meta plans to eventually sunset its shopping page on Instagram. Over the next few months, it will test a tab-lite shopping page with less personalization. This comes as part of an overall shift from e-commerce to efforts that directly drive advertising. Huawei announced the Mate 50 and Mate 50 Pro phones. Both offer typical Android flagship specs. The Pro offers a 120Hz OLED display, the standard Mate 50 a 90Hz OLED. While both only offer 4G cell connectivity, they're the first phones to support China's Beidou satellite network. This allows for sending short texts and using navigation without a cell signal. Both are available now. The Mate 50 starts at 4,999 yuan, that's about $718, while the 50 Pro starts at 6,799 yuan. Ring began rolling out support for end-to-end encryption on its battery-powered video doorbells and cameras. It introduced this feature on its hardwired devices back in July 2021. This makes video footage from the devices only available on enrolled iOS and Android devices. Using end-to-end encryption disables video previews, notifications with video snapshots, and sharing footage to third-party apps and devices. Delaware Chancellor Kathleen St. Jude McCormick denied Elon Musk's attempt to push back the October trial date for Twitter's lawsuit, saying Twitter would be unduly harmed in a delay. However, she said Musk should be granted a wide latitude to amend claims before the start of the trial, including incorporating claims made by Twitter's former security chief, Peter Zatko. Maine Attorney General Aaron Frey announced that a group of industry associations representing ISPs filed to dismiss their lawsuit challenging the state's internet privacy law. Maine passed the law in 2019, which prevents ISPs from using, disclosing, selling, or providing access to customers' personal information without consent. Industry groups sued in February 2020 on First Amendment grounds. The Brazilian Ministry of Justice and Public Security published an order banning the sale of iPhones that don't ship with a charger, as well as fining Apple over 12 million Brazilian real, about 2.34 million US dollars. The order said environmental concerns about including a charger were not sufficient to shift a financial burden to consumers. Twitter confirmed a TechCrunch report that its upcoming Edit Tweets feature for Twitter Blue subscribers will let users edit a tweet up to 5 times within 30 minutes of posting. The company said this number could change based on user behavior. Twitter will first roll out the feature to Blue subscribers in New Zealand, later coming to Australia, Canada, and the US. Signal hired former Google manager and co-founder of the NYU's AI Now Institute, Meredith Whitaker, as its new president. Whitaker was one of the organizers of a mass walkout at Google in 2018 in protest of the company's handling of sexual harassment allegations against top executives and was known at Google for her advocacy for ethical AI. Whitaker joined the FTC as a senior advisor on AI in November 2021. Albania's Prime Minister Edi Rama said the country cut diplomatic ties with Iran, citing a major cyberattack in July that shut down several government services and websites.
Rama said an investigation found undeniable evidence that the attack was orchestrated and sponsored by the Islamic Republic of Iran. The security firm Mandiant expressed moderate confidence the attackers acted in support of Tehran's anti-dissident efforts. Qualcomm refreshed its mid-range and entry-level mobile SoCs with the Snapdragon 6 Gen 1 and Snapdragon 4 Gen 1. Both SoCs use ARM's Cortex A78 CPUs for their main performance cores, but will not use the ARM V9 architecture like the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1. Qualcomm says the 6 Gen 1 should offer 40% better multi-threaded CPU performance and up to 25% better GPU performance than its predecessor. The 4 Gen 1 will offer 15% better CPU and up to 10% better GPU performance than its last gen chip. Google Maps rolled out eco-friendly default routing to Europe. The app also added the ability to set an engine type, which will factor into efficiency calculations. For example, this will account that electric vehicles perform more efficiently in stop-and-go traffic versus a combustion engine. Hasselblad announced the X2D100C, a medium-format digital camera with a 100-megapixel backside-illuminated CMOS sensor. Medium-format sensors offer 2.5 times more area than a full-frame 35mm size sensor. The camera includes 5-axis in-body image stabilization and includes 1 terabyte of internal SSD storage that can be expanded with CF Express cards. It's available now for $8,199 for the body only. And if you wanted a more expensive camera, Sony announced the $9,700 FR7. Sony claims it's the first full-frame interchangeable lens camera to use pan-tilt-zoom robotic technology. It uses a 10.3-megapixel sensor, is able to record up to 4K video at 120 frames per second, and it's optimized for low-light shooting. These are meant for cinema and TV production. The camera can store up to 100 preset movements and can be controlled through a web app or optional $2,625 remote control. And finally, Google announced an event will take place on Thursday, October 6th at 10 a.m. Eastern to announce the Pixel 7 and 7 Pro, the Pixel Watch, and new Nest smart home devices. Google says all devices will be shoppable the day of the announcement. You can also stream the event online. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.